Welcome back to Duskwall. As always, thank you for joining us. If you are enjoying the show, and I would assume 3 seasons in that you probably are, please tell your friends about it. Leave a review. Hang up signs about the show in your local gaming store. If you're able to back us on Patreon, please consider doing so. When we hit $400 a month, we'll be able to get better recording equipment and then open a merch store. In addition, if you help us reach 100 backers, you'll be entered in a drawing to win a 3D printed Magpies pin. So visit patreon.com/magpiespodcast and check us out. If you want a pin, but can't do Patreon, or don't want to trust the fickle whims of fate to see if you win, you can visit our Shapeways store to get a 3D printed Magpies pin right now. We've had one sale already, which is very exciting, but it turns out that we have to earn $30 before Shapeways will send us any money, so we need a few more sales before we can turn the profits into donations to our featured charities. If you'd like to check out our available pins, visit shapeways.com/shops/magpies-podcast. In a few episodes, the Magpies are going to be leaving Duskwall for a brief trip to the city of White Hollow. There's basically no information about White Hollow in the core Blades book, and while John Harper was kind enough to share a few of his thoughts on the city, it's still left an enormous amount for us to fill in. So, we sat down and did exactly that with some good old-fashioned collaborative world-building. We recorded that world-building session, and when we hit 100,000 downloads, we'll release it as a bonus episode. At the time that I'm recording this intro, we're at about 94,000 downloads, so we're very close. But this is still a great time to tell new folks about the show to get those downloads up even faster. Next, a few content warnings for today's episode. As you heard at the end of last episode, Satara is back and is going to be a generally terrible, emotionally manipulative person. There's also a pretty cold-blooded, premeditated murder that happens. It's off-screen, but it's still part of the episode. Next, Kim is going to tell us about this month's featured charity.
The Rainforest Action Network's Protect an Acre program works directly with grassroots and indigenous-led organizations to prevent vulnerable ecosystems from natural disaster and deforestation efforts. Since 1993, RAN has saved millions of acres of land and has collaborated closely with the indigenous communities who protect it. They uphold the values of fair trade, promoting the dignity and human rights of rainforest communities, and fighting against corporations who seek to disproportionately consume it for resources. Right now, the Amazon rainforest in Brazil is being intentionally burnt down with the intent of creating more farmland for cattle. President Bolsonaro has time and time again proved unwilling to stop the global crisis that is at hand. Of the world's oxygen that is not produced from the ocean, 1/3 of it comes from photosynthesis occurring on land. And of that 1/3, the Amazon is responsible for nearly half. It is imperative that we begin and remain louder than ever on the side of science, the side of nature, and the side of indigenous people. To make a donation, visit www.ran.org, select support, and go to Protect an Acre. For a donation even as low as $20, your money will go directly to protecting an acre of rainforest land and to the people who are its closest defenders.
As always, for our American listeners, please continue to reach out to your representatives and activist groups about the legions of issues and corruption cases that we're facing. In addition, everyone should pay attention to the movements and protests happening in places like Hong Kong, Lebanon, and Chile. If you aren't in those places, see what you can do to help. And if you are in those places, be safe and know that we're with you. People in power across the globe are pushing the world in dangerous and deadly directions. But there are so many millions of us who are doing what we can to fight back and make things better. Now then, let's get started, shall we?
It's working.
What's working? What did you do?
I didn't do anything. The spirits are just being freed from their wards. That way we have a quicker access into the studio. The humans are going to get a bit of a scare, but it'll be fine. I'll be able to jar them up before any harm comes to anyone.
Yeah, you'll see. That's your plan anyway.
Well, then we best get to the studio.
You head for the stairs, and I think it puts you out probably in the kitchen.
I think we're going to keep pressing on, right? Mace is going to want to start. Keep pressing on. Is Satara following us?
Satara's just trailing after the three of you. She's just kind of observing.
Why is she here?
She's interested in the work that I'm doing. It's fine.
I sincerely doubt that.
It's all for the greater good. Don't worry about it here. She hears you, she'll suspect something, so just keep it down.
She opens her mouth to raise an objection, but then slowly shuts it and stands up straight again.
So Taya told you kind of the general layout of the studio, so you're able to, you know where the stairs leading up to the upper floors are.
Mm-hmm.
So you head out into kind of the main hall, and you see a young man in kind of paint-spattered clothes, wide bloodshot eyes, holding up a spirit bane charm and looking extremely frightened as a ghost is kind of... It's currently being held at bay by the spirit bane charm, but only just barely. It's sort of drifting around him, trying to push past it.
Now might be a good time for a jar.
I'm going to throw some ectoplasm from a vial to lure the ghost away from the human.
Okay. You go ahead and give me a roll.
Would that be finesse?
Sure. Could be finesse, could be attune.
I'll do attune because I have a higher rank than that. And I will also push myself.
Okay.
All right. Highest is a 6.
Okay. You're still in a controlled position. So yeah, the ghost, I think, immediately whips around and begins draining the ectoplasm, and it like very quickly loses its glow. And the artist who had been back there just books it. doesn't say a word, just hauls ass towards the back door.
Good, good. Now, while the spirit is distracted, can I jar it up?
Yeah, I'll say with a 6 on controlled, you can just...
Okay, excellent. Where just adds that to our collection.
It howls angrily as you...
It's okay. It's okay.
So I think as you, like the stairs that you have to get to are kind of like towards closer to the front door. As you get there, you see another couple people running for the front doors. And Myra, you know from kind of your study of the house that there are some pretty heavy duty wards on the front door, the kind that like have to be properly taken down or deactivated before you go through them. And you've got a couple people just sprinting for the front door.
Oh, no. They're going to set off the wards if they go through there.
Can I whip out a pistol and, like, fire a warning shot past them at the door?
Sure. Roll me something.
I'm going to go with hunt, I guess. I got a 4.
You either withdraw and try a different approach, or do it with a minor consequence?
I'll do it with a minor consequence.
Okay. So you fire the shot, you miss the two people who are appropriately spooked and whip around and start running a different direction, both screaming. The shot goes through, it doesn't trip the wards on the door. Mm. It does go through a window.
Ah.
And you all feel kind of a, like, static electric pop in the air. And I think Satara kind of cocks her head to the side and says, that sent a message to someone.
Damn it.
Well, it's not as though that changes the situation we are in.
You just gotta move faster. Come on.
So the minor consequence is I'm gonna start a clock. It's gonna be 6. Backup arrives. You're not sure what form that backup's going to take. And we're at 1 out of 6. It's going to take a little while. But, yeah, so the doors haven't been tripped. You all can continue on your merry way up the stairs. Are you going to just head straight to the third floor?
Yes.
Okay. Taya told you that previously the alchemy labs were on the third floor, as well as Raffaello's like personal studio and their like, you know, living space. They kind of they claimed the third floor as theirs, and then the rest of the artists who kind of work with them are in the lower floors. So, yeah, you've got you know where the alchemy labs are. You know that the alchemy labs are going to be very heavily warded. And similarly, Raffaello's studio and living space is also going to be very warded.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can decide how you want to tackle this.
I am not the wards person. I will help how I'm able.
Okay. So, it sounds like it's going to have to be a lot more of attune stuff. All right, should I roll just a general attune to get a scope of the situation?
Yeah, you can do that. And you'll be at increased effect for your fine spirit mask.
Yes, great. It's a 5.
So, again, this is going to be either you withdraw and try a different approach, or there's a consequence.
I'm going to withdraw and try a different approach.
Okay. So I think what happens is you put on your spirit mask and you look into the ghost field, and you basically hit the same problem that Myra had when she was trying to scope out this place, but it's just even more exaggerated. There's just so much. It's like you can't pick out the signal from the noise. There's so much arcane stuff up here giving off signatures in the ghost field that you can't tell, like, is that a ghost in a jar? Or is that a ward? Or is that some kind of ghost drugs? Or is it some kind of weird arcane doodad? Like, it all just is so much that it blurs together and you can't discern what's what.
Okay.
So you're going to have to try a different way of surveying the space.
Yep, I'm going to do a study instead and probably...
Okay.
My logic is that the increased concentration will clear things up on that end.
Yeah.
Oh, shit! Drop my dice on the floor.
Well, if it's a 6, keep it. Otherwise, re-roll it.
I'm re-rolling it. Okay, 5.
Okay. So again, you can choose if you want to try a different approach, or you can do it with a consequence.
I haven't done survey.
Yeah.
All right.
You can try survey.
Even though I only have 1 in that, I'll push myself.
Would you like any help, sir?
If you would like to assist Minna, that would be fantastic.
Absolutely. I take 1 stress, or
yep.
2.
And you take 1 stress, and Blair gets an additional die.
So that brings my pool to 3 altogether, because I pushed myself in the assist. Thank you!
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's 2 fives and a 4.
Okay, you're meant to get a 5 on this roll. You're getting a consequence. You keep trying to, like, look at this space in all these different ways. Like, first you, like, just sort of do a general attune, then you try to focus in on things, and that doesn't work. What ends up working is almost the sort of, like, I think Myra helps by kind of channeling some arcane energy, and I think looking into the ghost field as well.
A little bit.
And I think what ends up working is that, like, rather than trying to focus really tightly the way study does, it's almost like that magic eye thing where you like kind of have to let your eyes unfocus so that you can see the pattern.
Yeah.
I think that this is basically going to have been a setup action, so you're going to be in a, you'll have a better effect when you roll to start taking these wards down.
Yeah.
But, or do I want to, no, you know what? I'm not going to mark up the clock.
You've
been up here, you've taken a really long time, and the ghosts that are on this floor are aware of your presence.
Okay.
You're going to be in a risky position now.
That's okay.
But you'll have greater effect on taking down these wards.
Great.
So do you want to go for the wards on the alchemy labs or on Raffaello's studio first?
Gang, this is a conflict of interests. What's more important as a whole to the team right now?
I think the studio, right? Because we want to get that stuff.
And I can probably hit up the lab on the way out, right?
Oh, okay. No, I misheard. Like, it's probably the lab, right? That we want.
That's where this is happening. Yeah, because that's where the research in the...
Yeah.
Well, so the Taya wasn't sure where the research would be. It could be in the lab. It could be in the studio. The lab, she wanted you to break up all the like equipment and stuff.
Right.
So that they, that, to
the
slow down.
Seems like a reasonable assumption for where to start, though.
Yep, and it lines up with my character motivation. So, all right, we're hitting up the lab first.
Would you want to do that alone, or do you want to try it as a group action like we did with that safe last season?
It was last season.
We can start it as a group action, and if it ends up being a fluke, I can keep pressing on.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Yeah, okay, so a group attune. Are all three of you going to be in on it?
Yes.
Sure, yep.
All right. Who's going to lead?
It'll be me.
Yep, that's a 3 for me.
That's a 6.
Okay.
Oh, it's a 3 for me too. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
All right, so
it still succeeds.
Blair's going to take 2 stress.
Okay.
How much stress are you at right now?
I have 3 left to spare.
Okay, that's what I thought.
That was not at all ominous.
It's fine.
While this was all going on, I kind of want to Myra say, it occurs to me, would it not behoove us to do something to incapacitate Raffaello while we are here?
Like, physically?
I mean, it, at the very least, further hamper his ability to aid the circle.
Oh yes, absolutely. I was hoping that if we broke up some lab equipment, for example?
Yes, but then they are still at large.
So, okay, so you... Raffaello is not here, correct?
No, Raffaello's here.
Oh.
Yes, I cannot think of any other solution than the one we have relied on in the past, but if they are taken out of the picture.
So we go and physically assault and or kill Raffaello, is that what you're saying?
Minx nods.
Okay.
So wait, we're killing Raffaello? That's confirmed what we're doing?
Actually, let me think about that for a second.
Because there's no such thing as a quiet death in Dust Bowl.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but we're not in exactly a quiet situation.
So, we're already in the midst of a ward breach. Somebody's on the way as it is. Or somebody may be on the way as it is, rather. We would have to do it quickly, but the thing is, they'll know... I guess they already know there is somebody here.
Raffaello is... not a especially physically inclined person, it seems. I can simply go do it.
Raffaello has been leading these experiments. Perhaps if they're gone, they end.
Indeed.
Not that killing of Rathi led to their end, but...
The fewer Circle members, the better, yes.
It's not as if they're going to just disappear into the woodwork.
So, unless Blair has objection... then we're in agreement.
Yeah, Blair has no objection. They're a spirit trafficker and an asshole, and they need to go down.
All right, I cannot help with these wards. I will be back in a moment.
Well, the studio is also heavily warded.
Oh, dang it, I was...
Yeah, I mean, you could... Here's the thing. You don't have to take the wards down. You could just try to bust through them.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, Minx is reckless.
If you would point me to the wards that must be taken down.
Yeah.
Blair's going to put on her spirit mask, and do I have to make a roll for this to point Minx in the direction?
No, okay. You've already identified where they are, so you can just be like, here, yep. This door.
Blair's going to raise a hand and just be like, there.
All right. I would like to make a case for Wreck.
Yep.
I am also... Minx is also going to push herself.
Okay.
But... since I am pushing myself, I would like to invoke my not-to-be-trifled-with ability.
Okay,
to perform
right.
A feat of physical force that borders on superhuman.
Okay. Yeah.
So I will describe that, how that looks after I roll.
Yeah, let's see how you do.
That's a 6.
Okay.
Woo.
Yeah.
So Minx does not use brute force. That was kind of Finn's thing.
Yeah.
She's kind of got the swashbuckler aesthetic. So she goes full Mark of Zorro on it.
Yes!
She whips out her sword from her cane and just with a few quick swipes just etches the wood of the wall oh so slightly over where the sigils would be. Where she's able to see them and just...
Yes, that's so cool.
So rad.
And then slide it back into her, into the sheath cane.
And I think there's like a pause, and then there's like some like burst of sort of like bluish black smoke that just sort of shoots out from the wall and then very quickly dissipates.
Yes. And then she'll casually stroll through the door.
Okay, so I think we're going to leave Minx as she strolls through the door and cut back over to the two of you on the door. It was a... Because I don't think we actually resolved the role to take down the wards. It was a group action. We got a 3, a 3, and a 6. So you're able to take the wards down on the alchemy lab. And I think as you enter, again with Satara still kind of trailing behind, she just sort of comments of, "You've become a great deal more comfortable with violence."
Well, don't I learn from the best?
There's a beat, and then she gives this big shark tooth grin and is like, "Indeed you do." And then she's going to kind of drift off and start looking at some of the alchemical stuff in here. There are 3 workbenches, and unlike what Taya had set up in her hideout in Dunslow, Blair, you can tell, and Myra, even probably you can tell, you know, you're not an expert on alchemy, but you can just tell when stuff is expensive. This is all pretty top-of-the-line equipment, clearly heavily invested in. There's just a ton of, you know, various alchemical reagents and ingredients, and there is the kind of, it's similar to the Spirit Warden Crematorium that destroys spirits. Oh. But there's kind of, this is the equipment to refine spirits into a usable substance for spirit drugs. It's just kind of a big apparatus. And you can see there's kind of, you know, slots where you would feed spirit jars into, and then, you know, outputs of distilled ghost stuff, ghost essence. If you want to search around in here to see what you can find, give me some rolls. Or if you just want to start breaking shit, give me some rolls.
I kind of want to argue for study, like, kind of trying to identify, you know, what is the most important equipment and where is the best way, the best thing I can mess up to make it fail.
Okay. Go ahead and make that roll.
So that's 6.
Good God. You have been doing really well. Okay, yeah.
How dare you say that?
You have been.
Well, now you've said it, we won't anymore.
So you from what you understand of kind of the sort of things that are produced here, breaking the ghost refining machine will do the trick. That will severely impede their operations.
Mm-hmm.
And you're able to kind of study it and see sort of how some of the pieces fit together. And you're like, oh, if I like cut this tubing and cut these wires and smash this thing, you can, you know, basically pretty handily disable it.
Yeah, Myra is doing, like, she's got a knife out and she's keeping an eye on it as she works.
Yeah. There's like a hissing sound when you cut some of the tubing. It sounds almost like a sigh. It's a little unsettling. So you're taking this thing apart very neatly and delicately. Blair, what are you doing?
I am taking a look around and seeing what vials, what kinds of work in progresses are kind of already lying around, if anything can be taken, stolen, recovered. My own use to be rescued.
Give me... This is probably going to be survey or study?
I would like to start with study, because that's what I'm better at.
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, dear. All right, so a study came up a 1 and a 2.
Finally. Okay.
Don't do that.
So you're looking at, like, I think you zero in on one of the workbenches, since this is study, or you're focusing in narrowly.
Yeah.
And you're looking at this, and you're kind of examining some of the things that are here, and you see that they have, there are 2 vials that match the description of Spirit Sight. It's like this thick, viscous, like silvery liquid.
Okay.
Almost like quicksilver, which is something that you use a lot in your arcane stuff, but it's there's like this greenish black element to it. Just has this kind of weird look to it when you shift it in the light. And so you're examining it in the jar or in the vial. The two ghosts on this floor come screaming through the wall and are like, Myra, as you're kind of working on this machinery, the temperature in the room suddenly just plummets. And these two ghosts lunge through the wall at Blair, screaming incoherently. And we're going to cut over to Minx.
Okie dokie.
You walk into the first room of Raffaello's sort of side of the floor. And this first room is kind of a, like, lounge area. There's a lot of couches and chairs and soft rugs on the floor. And it basically looks like, I mean, you've been in a lot of drug dens. This looks like a place where people just, like, hang out while they're high and stare at the ceiling for a while. The ceiling is painted really cool. there's some paintings of, like, there's some original Raffaello paintings hanging on the walls, which, you know, like, they'd fetch a pretty high price.
Yeah, I might grab those on the way out.
And then there's a couple other doors that are just standing open. You poke your head into one of them, and it's like a bedroom setup that appears to be empty. And then in the other is an art studio.
Okay.
Canvases leaning on the walls, paintbrushes and paint on shelves on one wall. And then you're basically facing like the back of an easel that's kind of in the middle of the room. Pretty large easel with a big canvas on it. But you can see that there is somebody sitting on a stool behind it. And you can like hear kind of faint muttering, and it sounds like somebody's just sitting there painting while all of this is happening around them.
I still have my sword out. Slowly walk around the canvas.
Okay. Yeah. So you've never met Raffaello in person, but at least not until now. But this matches their description. So they're Akarozi, late 20s, you know, late 20s, early 30s, around there. Light skin, dark hair that's like long and done back in an elaborate braid down their back. Really fine clothing. Like, you can tell they spent a lot of money on these clothes, but they are covered in paint stains and probably wine stains and just have not been very well kept. And they don't seem to notice you at all. They are painting furiously, and their eyes look the way that Blair's do when she's looking into the ghost field, just like a solid glowing blue.
You are a bit of an odd fit for the circle, aren't you?
The painting kind of slows, and they look around like they heard you, but they can't see you. I'm not finished yet. Come back later.
No monologue, just painting.
What? Yes, of course I'm painting. And they blink, and the glow fades but doesn't entirely disappear. And they look over at you and like jump off the stool and kind of fall back several paces. Like, who the devil are you?
Someone who the circle has made very angry. Why are you with them?
It's like, it's clearly one of those, like, I am too high for this conversation, hang on. they're also, like, holding their paintbrush up, like, defensively.
Mood.
Okay.
It's like, the circle, what, you want to know how to join them? What do you-
No. I want to know why an accomplished artist with money and fame would need to dabble in any of this horrid nonsense.
Well, how do you think you get money and fame?
Ah, I see. And that was worth it for you.
Has been so far, I think. I can do my work. I don't answer to anyone. I just have to divert some of my funds, some of my people. It's an exchange. Who are you again? I don't think I caught your name. Are people screaming?
Yes.
Oh, dear. That's not good.
I'm not surprised you didn't notice, given you don't care where your money is going.
I think they finally seem to zero in on the sword in your hand and are like, are you here to kill me?
That depends what you're willing to give to make recompense.
What do you want?
You and your friends have hurt a lot of people and intend to do more. And I take it that does not bother you.
Everyone hurts everyone else. It's how the city works. You have to step on a few people to get out of the crush to survive. And if you want to stay out of it, you have to keep stepping. If you're from this city, you would know that.
I very much am. I had similar aspirations to you, in fact. But I've also heard that speech before. I'm going to move forward to stab them.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and make a roll. It's going to be risky standard.
I am going to go for skirmish.
Yeah, that makes
and
sense.
And I think I'm going to push myself for an extra die.
Okay.
So that's a 5.
You do it, but there's a consequence. So I think it's reduced effect is what I'm okay. going to go with. So you stab them, but they aren't... The reduced effect is... You are moving incredibly fast, and somehow so are they. They manage to twist just enough so that the blade sinks into their shoulder. And, like, it's a bad stab. I think it probably goes clean through.
Oh, shit, they've got heightened awareness from all the drugs.
Yeah, does it hit their heart. And I think they... are gonna just try and run for it.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And I think what it is they throw their paintbrush at you and then run.
Okay.
So I think that as Raffaello goes sprinting out of the room and Minx, I assume, is giving chase, let's cut back over to Blair and Myra, where Blair is presently being menaced by a pair of ghosts.
It's a Tuesday.
Yeah. Who very much would like to eat her soul.
Yeah.
Blair, what do you want to try and do to deal with this situation?
Well, let me gauge this. Just from their first entrance, can I tell how feral or unhinged they are?
Very feral.
So it's not going to be a consort. It's probably going to be more of a command. Which I can do.
Sitara was kind of standing behind you, looking over your shoulder, and when the ghosts show up, she just sort of, like, sidesteps out of the way. It's just like...
Right. And I'm going to push myself just one last time.
Okay.
Okay, that's a 5.
Yeah, tell me what you say to these ghosts.
Blair's going to square in her stance and straighten her shoulders, make herself look much taller than she really is, being 5'1". And she's just going to look at these ghosts in the eye and be like,
you are not welcome here. I am not here for your food.
The ghosts kind of recoil and peel back. And they're still in the room and they're still eyeing you, but they're kind of like, they're not moving in right away. The consequence is y'all have been at this for a while and backup is getting closer.
Where are we at on the clock?
3 out of 6.
Okay, that's fine.
And Sitara just kind of comments, impressive.
Thank you. I've been practicing.
You've got 2 ghosts that are just kind of currently hanging out. You've got a whole bunch of alchemical stuff. You don't have the research yet. And I think the two of you in this room can probably hear running footsteps and yelling from down the hall. So, Myra, you could kind of go one of 2 ways here. Where do you want to go?
Oh boy, do I want to help find the research, or do I want to go for the running footsteps? I kind of want to go for the running footsteps, I'm not going to lie.
Okay, yeah, go for it. If you head back that way, I think you get to the doorway of Raffaello's rooms just as they come out, like, of their studio.
Yes.
And kind of squint at you, don't seem to recognize you, and they're like, are you... You're from the house, right? You got send for.
She wraps an arm around their shoulders and is like trying to help. Just calm down. Tell me, and then she's gonna try and like stealthily raise like a rag soaked in.
Oh, okay, yeah. Go for it.
Okay, is that gonna be a sway? Sounds like a sway.
Yeah, since you're trying to calm them before you chloroform them.
Yeah. I'm worried by how much Myra chloroforms people, but it's on my sheet.
It's the non-lethal option.
Not that we're trying to go non-lethal here, but it'll make things quieter. Which at this point is an upside.
Yeah, Minx is just gonna stab an unconscious person to death. That's
Rolled another 6.
Okay, yeah. They are already dealing with some other drugs in their system and some blood loss. I think they just kind of slump over onto you and then down onto the floor.
Minx.
Minx had been raising a pistol to fire at them, but then just kind of lowers it and slows to a light jog. Yes, dear?
You let Sylvain escape.
Not for much longer.
No.
Although I appreciate the help.
Blair's still working in there. I just wanted to... It sounded like there was some ruckus out here. I thought I'd come and check on you.
Yes, well, their drug-addled brain gave them a burst of speed.
Yeah. Well, I really don't know what to do now.
Well, if you leave them here, I can finish.
Okay, I'm... going to go back. She kind of like looks down at her fellow. I'm going to go back to Blair.
That might be best. I think after Myra leaves the room, Minx is going to kind of let her hair down. And before she goes in for that kill, she'll just sort of lean against the wall and be like, in her Ellie voice, fuck.
Back in the room, Blair and Satari, you have a minute alone.
Yeah.
I think that as soon as Myra leaves the room, Satara holds out her hand in kind of a, like, give me motion.
What do you need?
The alchemical that you are holding.
Blair offers it over.
Okay, you're going to give her, it's the spirit sight. Yeah.
Can I remove the spirit first, or should I ask her about that?
You can ask her about it.
What are you going to do with it?
That's not your concern. I have need of it.
I have need of it, too.
And you believe yours is more important than mine?
No, but I believe that we may have similar interests. I just want to confirm.
Well, what are your interests?
I'm here to save the spirits. You mentioned months ago, when we were talking about the Book of Summons, about how we can summon things from other dimensions. Now, I know that this is a worldly thing, but nobody in Duskfall, nobody in the world, not even anybody in Tycheros, has ever attempted to bring back a spirit after being distilled into a drug. I want to figure that out.
So you can be the first?
Yes.
She kind of narrows her eyes and seems to be concerned. She's like, we both seek knowledge, do we not?
We do.
And in this, our goals are aligned, and she holds her hand out again.
Blair's going to offer it over them.
All right. She will take it. She always shows up wearing, like, this dress that looks like it's kind of made out of waves. It's always kind of shifting. And she just sort of, like, moves like she's putting it into a pocket. There's not a pocket there, and it just sort of disappears into the dress.
Schrodinger's pocket.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's a dress of holding. It's fine.
Yeah, I totally get it.
And then Myra comes back in. Do the two of you just want to try searching for the research notes?
Yes, please.
All right. Do you want to do that as a group, or...
I can lead a group.
All right.
All right. Is it a group study?
I think study makes a lot of sense.
All right. Go ahead and roll it.
Roll 5.
4.
Let's see. So Yeah, I think that the notes are kind of scattered around the room, hidden in places. At a glance, it looks like some of it is encrypted. You also find, like, you find two copies that you're able to collect. You're guessing there's probably other copies elsewhere, but, you know, you've at least got this. The two of you are, like, standing there shuffling through these papers, and you just hear the distant ringing, that slow, steady toll of the death bell. And I am gonna, we've got backup arrives is now 5 out of 6. Spirit wardens arrive, 1 out of 4.
But yeah, Minx just sort of slowly walks back into the room. Her hair is down now. There's a little bit of some runny mascara, and she's wiping the last of some blood off her blade and sheathing it. Are we ready to leave, dears?
I think so, yeah.
Then we should get out of here.
Yep. And I think, I feel like Blair, like, turns back towards where Satara was, and there is just a, like, pool of seawater on the floor, and she's just gone.
Okay. Quick out of character question. There was more than one ghost vial, right?
Yeah, I think I said that there were two.
Okay. So Satara has one, I have one. Great.
Yeah. That won't be a problem, I'm sure.
Nah.
Yeah, I think the three of you are able to hustle out of the house. It seems to be empty now. All of the other people who were there have booked it, and you're able to slip out one of the back doors. And I think it, like, as you're kind of weaving your way through Silkshore, you see a spirit wagon carriage drawn by a couple of hulls, ghost-powered machines, more or less in the shape of horses. They got some extra legs.
They got some extra legs should not be said in that tone.
It's tearing. Just like Odin's horse. 8 legs. It's fine.
They're tearing across one of the bridges back towards Fogcrest. But you three are able to slip away. And, yes.
I would like to do a flashback.
Yes. Let's do that.
I think the flashback is just that I arranged for a friend in the cabbies to make it look like something was delivered tonight through the Dimmer Sisters' place.
Okay.
Just Laura, like, they pull up for a while and conspicuously don't look conspicuous.
Mm-hmm.
And then leave.
Okay. Yeah, in the immediate aftermath of this all going down, the Dimmer Sisters took a delivery.
Exactly.
Cool. Yeah, that'll be a 1-stress flashback, I think.
Okie dokie.
That's not impossible to pull off. Okay, let's do downtime. Here we go. How this work? Here we go. Payoff. All right. You earn coin per tier of the target. I think between probably the alchemical stuff that you grabbed, and we'll say Minx swiped a painting.
Oh, right. I forgot to mention that. Yeah.
Yeah. You said you were gonna, so yeah, you could have had one. So that is going to be 3 coin. Do we each just want to take one?
Yeah.
You do have 7 coin in... Yeah, you have 7 coin in the vault, so you're not really hurting there.
I would like to take 1 coin because I have 0 coin and 0 stash.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No money. I am very small and have no money, so you can understand the kind of stress I'm under.
8 stress, one might say. Okay, and then you all are pretty much at you're maxed out at rep again. You all really need to start burning your rep on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, when can we, like, up our tier?
That's
the problem.
When you have 24 coin.
Okay.
You have 7 in the vault right now. I don't know what else you have lying around. Heat. So I would categorize this as loud and chaotic. So that's 4 heat. A high-profile or well-connected target. You killed a famous artist.
That's right, shit.
+2 heat if killing was involved. So that is a total of 7 heat.
Great.
However, Because of Minx confusing the situation by involving the Dimmer Sisters, people aren't quite sure who's ultimately responsible. I'm going to knock that down to 5 heat. Excellent. However, that still puts you at a new grand total of 1 at level 3, 2 heat.
That's still sustainable. We can handle that.
So 1 at level 4 basically means there's a manhunt across the city.
Right, but we're not at that yet. We're not at that point yet.
We're not at the worst option yet, therefore we're fine.
So, let's do our downtime activities. Let's start with Blair.
I imagine that it's probably in our usual meeting place somewhere near the docks.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing too extraordinary or special, I would say. It's a very common rendezvous point for the both of them, and Blair is standing at the edge of the dock, staring out to the void sea and simply waiting. She doesn't have the vial with her. She left it back at the nest, but she's very
smart girl.
She's very expectant.
Yeah. And I think like you're kind of watching the waves roll in and crash against the dock. And then like one wave crashes. And then Satara is just like, as the wave rolls back out, Satara is just standing next to you. I must admit, you impressed me today.
Thank you. I was glad to have you around.
I was not expecting your companions to be as useful and cutthroat as they turned out to be.
They've been coming around. Our mission that the group's been focused on lately has a lot to do with setting rights to the city and doing whatever means possible to attain that. Violence in the name of justice is necessary in their eyes, and I can't but agree.
You know, I have little qualms with more direct solutions at times, but sometimes, and she kind of passes her hand over her dress again and materializes the vial, more subtle methods are necessary.
What did you find?
Nothing yet, but I intend to study this, and if you can provide me with the research notes on how it was created, that will help greatly.
I'm way ahead of you. I've already did some research before this score as to how common spirit traffic drugs are made. So I dig into this a little bit more, specifically with this sample size, and I'll be able to get you some great notes.
Do not lose track of our other focus, however.
Never.
This is what you are interested in here with the spirits is fine. A worthy pursuit. But there's so much more to be gained.
It's like I said in the beginning. It's circumstantial. Our summons project is still my main focus. Don't you worry.
See that it remains so. And I think there's like another wave crashes and then she's just gone. Does Blair head back home?
Yes. Blair heads back to the nest.
All right.
Really don't like any of that.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
Everything's
nothing
fine
to worry about. Yeah. All right. And I think, meanwhile, elsewhere in the city, where do we find Minx?
Minx, I think, is in, like, I guess a soup kitchen, which is fine for her because she gets to kind of make an aesthetic about it and be, you know, the smiley, friendly, you know, soup lady.
She gets to play. She gets to put on a character.
Yes, exactly.
She can be somebody else.
But the whole time, like, everything's a bit more forced. She has to take a few more breaks than usual. There's a couple times where she slips back into Ellie voice and is kind of embarrassed about it. And is just, in general, like, desperately trying to justify to herself why that was necessary.
Yeah.
And it was necessary, and I'm doing good here, right? I'm not all bad.
Yeah. As Minx is leaving for the day, one of the people who works for the Weeping Lady kind of catches her at the door and, like, puts a hand on her shoulder and is like, are you all right? You seemed a bit distracted today.
Just a bit of an off day. That's all.
All right. Well, glad to have your help, and look forward to seeing you again. Like, you know, they pat you on the shoulder and then turn back to kind of continue their work inside.
That does seem to perk Minx up a little bit.
Yeah. And so I'm picturing that, like, Blair and Minx get home at about the same time, and Myra has just, like, research, like, papers spread out all over the table.
Hello.
Oh, hello, dear. Is everything all right?
It's wonderful. I need to verify a few things, and there's still some preparation to be done, but I think I've figured it out. I think I cracked it. I think I know where the hand is.
Oh.
You do? You really know where the hand is?
And it's not that far. It's...
Where? Where is it?
White Hollow. It's not very specific yet. I need to narrow it down a little bit, and we definitely need to do a lot of preparation before we try to leave the city. But I think it's in White Hollow.
Oh my god, it's Myra!
Yeah, come here, come here, come look at this. And she's, like, gonna point out, be pointing out to Blair, like, all of the things that she's brought together that... Because she loves the thrill of a good research project, and she knows Blair probably understands that. So.
Do you know what this means?
It means we're gonna get one up on the circle, again.
We're gonna have 2 out of 3 relics of KOTAR!
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're so excited.
Nobody has ever come this close, Minx. Not even Skurla.
I suppose not.
Just imagine 3, well, not quite gutter snipes, but of the people to find it, we would not be the find them. We are not the people that people would have expected.
Yes, ancient mystical artifacts of untold power are not why I got into this life, but here we are.
Myra, I'm getting chills.
Myra suddenly looks up at Minx. Have you ever left Duskwall before?
I have not, and that is the part I am excited
never left
for.
Duskwall
we
before.
Need to prepare for a trip.
It's been a long time since I've been on a train.
We need to go shopping.
I think that's a good closing.
And scene.
Beautiful. I love them so much.
Ah, yes. Very good.
That was such a good team scene. What a family. I love them.
Thanks for listening. The Magpies will be back in 2 weeks. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter at @magpies_pod and visit our Patreon at patreon.com/magpiespodcast. The Magpies Podcast is GM'd and produced by Rhi. Follow me on Twitter at Rhiannon42. And check out rpgskillcheck.net for my copy editing and accessibility freelance site. Blair Culhane is played by Kim Kogut. Follow her on Twitter at Kim Deanna Jones. Minx is played by Josie. Follow her on Twitter at Dragon Girl Josie. And watch her art streams at picarto.tv/dragongirljosie. Myra Keel is played by Minna. Follow her on Twitter at MinaMinar. The opening and closing theme music is from Trio for Piano, Violin, and Viola by Kevin MacLeod, and is used under a Creative Commons license. The Blades in the Dark roleplay system is the creation of John Harper and is published by Evil Hat Productions. Now, I'd like to thank one of our outstanding Patreon backers. Need more loot? Thank you!
Do we have room anywhere in this season you have outlined to put someone in jail?
There is always room to put someone in jail. I will make space for that.
I would like to do that at some point.
And I mean, you're going to be leaving town for a while. You know, that might help a little.
Right.
So long as nobody, you know, takes over your lair while you're gone.
Don't.
Kevin will defend the lair, don't worry.